The Heart of Harkoon, a fantasy adventure in 6 episodes, written by Peter Thompson and Jamie Thompson. The Heart of Harkoon, Episode 1.
Oh, that bell, that wretched bell. Come in, come in.
Excuse me. I was told to come and see you.
Ah, Xander, come in, sit down.
Thank you, Master.
Now, what's all this about you wanting to leave the Order?
Well, there's no point in me staying, is there?
Really? Why is that?
I can't even pass the third cantrip of the Red Moon branch of pyromancy. And if I can't pass an exam as simple as that, what chance have I got to qualify as a sorcerer?
Dear me, dear me, dear me, the third cantrip, eh? I have to admit that is an easy one.
Which is why I should go.
It's funny, but this reminds me of something. Now, what could it be? What could it be?
Do I have your leave to leave, Great Wizard?
Just on the tip of my tongue.
Staying here is torture to me, Master. All the other students mock me. I'm a laughing stock.
Ah, that's it. You remind me of somebody. There was a student here once. Now, what was his name? Arcos. Arcos. Yes, yes, what a student he was.
Are you saying, Yadak, that you intend to send Arcos on this mission?
But, Cirilla, we must give him one more chance.
But he hasn't even been able to master the first cantrip of the Red Moon branch of pyromancy. The boy's as much used to magic as a chocolate fire guard.
Enter!
I know why you wish to see me, Great Wizard Yadak, master of the ethereal energies, wielder of the sacred flames...
Yes, we know who he is.
Ah, Mistress Cirilla, keeper of the sacred...
Yes, I know who I am as well.
Yes, yes, well. You'd like to know why I've been failing the occasional exam.
All your exams.
Bar one, actually.
Really?
Yes, I did pass the entrance exam. As for the others, well, with the first cantrip, it was my shoulder, lumbago.
And the second cantrip?
Ah, well, loath as I am to place blame on another student.
Don't, then.
But...
Your excuses, Arcos, remain as ever unconvincing.
Oh.
However, that is not why I summoned you here.
No?
No.
Oh.
No. We have a mission for you.
Oh.
Yes. You must travel to Ringhorn.
But that's on the mainland.
We have arranged a boat for you.
What do you wish me to do once I get there?
Astrological divinations tell us that there will be some disturbance in the province of Gorlois.
Astrological divinations? Yes, I see.
Due to our charter with the baronies, we are obliged to investigate such events.
Of course, and indeed uphold the reputation of the guild.
Quite.
When you get there, I wish you to do nothing. You understand? You will go there, look around, be discreet, talk to no one of importance unless it is absolutely necessary, and bring your findings back to me. That is all. Do I make myself clear?
Great Wizard, your words grip my soul in a vice of loyalty.
How uncomfortable.
I pledge myself to serve our noble guild to the last drop of my blood.
Fail in this, Arcos, and you'll be out of our noble guild.
Great Wizard Yadak, I will succeed.
Why him?
Ringhorn is one of the most peaceful towns in one of the most stable baronies.
Yes, but one never knows with these astrological divinations, and to send someone like Arcos...
Don't you remember, the last time we had a disturbance in that province, it turned out to be nothing more than worms in the apple harvest. You mustn't worry.
At least there's one consolation.
What's that?
We won't have to listen to him practicing his wretched flute.
Oh, enter. Oh.
Excuse me, when did you say the boat was leaving? It has to be said, Captain Fleance, that they only ever send the best sorcerers on missions of this delicacy and danger.
Talking of delicacy, is the salted ham to your taste because you haven't touched it?
Well, to be perfectly frank, I am something of a gourmet, actually.
Oh, I see.
What was I saying? Yes, delicate, dangerous mission I'm on. The fate of our world, Harkuna, depends on me.
And may I ask what it is, this mission?
Oh, no. Sorry about that. It's very rough. The sea?
But a man of your vast experience must have sailed the seas many a time.
Oh, yes, of course. I was just referring to this particular patch of sea.
Hey, Albion and Valmir, you've got a bright shade of green. Is that a spell, then, that's done that?
Would you excuse me, please?
What about a spell to cure seasickness, then? Have you got one of those, have you?
Of course, Arcos didn't, and spent some time leaning over the side of the ship. Now, in the forest of Elonia, which is on the mainland, there lived a woman named Alvisa of the race of the Nairuni. You've heard of them?
Nairuni? I think so, Master. Not quite human, is that right?
Yes, good, but they are one of the oldest races on Harkuna.
Oh, yes, I remember. Don't they have eyes without pupils?
Eyes as white as opals.
The Nairuni are blind, aren't they?
No, not blind. It's just that they do not see as we do. They also have the shadow sight. So this Elvisa, she lived like a hermit in the darkest recesses of the forest.
Ah! Oh, that hurts, does it?
Terrible.
How did you do it?
Stringing my bow. Snapped back all sudden. Caught my wrist real hard. Thought, Scrag, Ban, go to Elvisa. She'll set it right.
It's badly bruised. I'll put a wood sorrel poultice on it. It should heal in a couple of weeks.
No, no, not couple of weeks. Got an archery contest at Castle Ravaine. Could be any day now.
What's happening at Castle Ravaine?
You haven't heard?
I hear very little in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, know that. Garand, the old Thane of Gorlois. He's on his deathbed.
I had no idea.
Not long now, and he'll be sleeping in the halls of Tyrnai, the god of war. And when he goes, you know who then wears the amulet?
His son?
His son? Dead. Hunting accident. No, the one who will wear the ancient amulet of Ravaine is a woman.
You make it sound as if that's a curse.
For the old Thane it is. First, a woman, even his own daughter as she is, wearing that amulet. He is dying an unhappy man.
Then he's more of a fool than I thought.
But there's more. 'Twas she who slew his son, her own brother.
She killed her own brother.
Hunting accident, so it's said.
The poor woman.
Who knows?
And you want to be there for the crowning ceremony?
I do. I've been chosen, I and 49 others, the best bowmen in the land. I need stronger medicine for my wrist, something to take the pain away for now.
Scrag, I could give you such medicine, but it would not cure you. No, I shall use the healing way.
No, Elvisa, I did not come for that. I know how it weakens
you. There is no other way, Scrag.
Then I shan't go.
I call upon the healing spirit of Lacuna. Triple-horned rider of the moons, descend upon me.
No, Elvisa.
Ask Lacuna. Icatora, Pelicino, Geron.
Elvisa, no!
Your wrist.
No pain. Elvisa.
I must rest. Leave me.
Yes.
Elvisa.
What? Who's that?
Elvisa, it has been so long.
Oh, Shazia! Is that you?
It is I.
You are using sky words. Where are you?
I am in a tower, Elvisa, carved from a single gigantic ruby close to the edge of a world. Oh, I wish you could sing it.
What do you want with me?
I miss you.
Leave me alone.
Join me.
Never.
Oh, Elvisa, Elvisa, it breaks my heart to see you wasting your powers.
I use my Nirunic powers to heal, Shazia, not to destroy.
I never wish to use my Nirunic powers to destroy, Elvisa. I'm a builder, creator.
But you made a pact with dark forces, Shazia.
I had no choice, Elvisa, as you well know. But with the power I now have, think what we can do. Please, Elvisa, join me. We were betrothed once. Let us be so again. Together, my beloved, we will do such things.
No!
Elvisa, I wish you to join me. I'm prepared to sacrifice much for you.
What are you planning, Shazia?
Join me, Elvisa, and I shall tell you.
No! You have betrayed the sacred trust of our people, Shazia. I can never join you.
Then, sweetest Elvisa, I suggest you stay snug and warm in your little forest. Already the Sorcerer's Guild have sent some poor fool across the sea to interfere in my plans. I shall snuff him out like a candle.
You and bear now, are we?
Yes, thank you.
Don't have to stab her!
Oh, no!
That's a strange looking storm cloud. Black as pitch.
No, please, no.
Oh, don't worry, laddie. You'll soon find your sea legs. Wait a minute. That storm cloud's got wings on it.
What does that mean?
It means it's got wings on it. Look.
It's got wings on it. It's a night gaunt.
Is that when it's at home?
Night gaunt. Night gaunt.
What are you doing?
Trying to remember what page it was on.
What page? What was on?
Yes, the book was called Demons and Denizens of the Realms of Shadows. Fascinating book. What page? What page? Ah, I see it. Yes, Night Gaunt. A creature made up of the stuff of darkness itself, bound to the will of a mighty enchanter, the Night Gaunt absorbs the living flesh of its victims into its own essence, as if it were snuffing out a candle.
Borson!
Ready the weapons! Arm every man!
One sure method of destroying the Night Gaunt is to boil the mandrake root in water taken from the springs of Lernaea, mixed with
have
the blood...
Have you got any of that?
No.
Then how are we going to defeat this thing?
No idea!
Come back here, you scurvy coward!
Let me go! Let me go!
You're a sorcerer, you see. Do something!
Oh, I suppose I could try a spell.
I will do it quick. It's coming!
I know the ineluctable bolt of disruption spell.
Oh, good for you. Cast it!
By Sul Veneris, Lord of Thunder, let my foes be rent asunder!
It doesn't work!
Oh, and it seems to be after me for some reason. Run! It's too big to get down here.
Are you sure?
Absolutely positive.
Well, how are you going to get rid of it?
Oh, it'll lose interest in a minute.
Aye. What's that oozing through the ceiling?
Oh!
Aye, well, what are you going to do? You know any other spells?
Nothing very special. Ragnor's incandescent refulgence spell.
Who in the blazes is that?
Oh, just a simple light spell. Oh, hold on. Right. Dark. By the power of Ragnor's name, let there be a radiant flame! I've never got that right before!
It's just melted away!
Oh, no, I think I'm going to be sick!
Oh, Ravana!
Father!
Why are you crying?
Because you are...
Because I'm dying, is that it?
Yes.
And that causes you pain, does it?
Of course it does, Father. I love you.
Oh, dear Vanna.
Father, please, I beg you, give me your blessing.
I can't.
Father, whether you will it or not, I am the next Thane of Gorlois. You cannot change that.
My son, Hewel, should have been the next Thane.
Father, you do believe it was an accident, don't you?
Hewel would have made a fine ruler.
I grieve for his death as much as you. I loved him. You can't believe that I would have murdered my own brother. Please, Father, I must be the next ruler. There is no other choice. The people will take it as a bad omen if there is no blessing.
Ahead lies nothing but chaos and misrule. You will enter the mirrored room, place the amulet of Ravain around your neck, and Vanna, you will be destroyed. For you, a woman, are not worthy to wear it. And then the vultures will come and pick at the bones of our land. Oh,
Father!
Leave me.
Please, your blessing.
Go! Oh.
Father!
Alvisa, what are you doing?
Are you on your way to Castle Ravain?
You?
Yes. Can I join you?
Good. Why are you going there?
Scrag. Something strange is stirring. And its heart is Castle Ravain. All my instincts tell me so.
And what is it?
I don't know exactly, but I think I know who's behind it. And already one poor man may have been killed. How long will it take us to journey to the castle?
If we push on, 3 days.
Then let's push on.
Get up! Go on!
Well, Captain Fleance, thank you for bringing me here.
Ah, oh, 'twas nothing.
Quite an adventure we had, wasn't it?
Different. Now, tell me, what are you staying?
Oh, I have contacts, you know, us sorcerers.
That's all right, then. I'll be seeing you.
But if you can recommend an inn, I shall be happy to try it out.
Well, there's the Manticore's Heat.
Oh, of course.
Oh, no, sorry, I meant the Unicorn's Heat.
Ah, that's right. It used to be called the Manticore's Head.
Did it now?
Oh, yes, didn't you know that?
You know what it is, then?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll be seeing you then. And good luck.
Farewell, old friend.
Homunculus! Homunculus! You're a homunculus, see ya!
Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me how to get to the Unicorn's Head, please?
Waylon, you have come to tell me my father is dead.
My lady, I am so sorry.
And he never gave me his blessing.
No.
Then, Waylon, I can't wear the amulet, can I?
My lady, you must wear the amulet.
But without my father's blessing...
Your father's blessing has no part to play in this. You have a duty to your people, and in 2 days' time, you will be crowned Thane of Gorlois.
You know, Waylon, we all thought it would be my brother Hewel who would become Thane.
He and I used to stand up here on the battlements and look down at the world below. And he'd say, all this, as far as the eye can see, will be my kingdom, and I shall rule it wisely. Dear Hewell, you were never given the chance.
My lady, you must stop this.
My father on his deathbed prophesied chaos if I became Thane.
What of the chaos if you don't? There are barons and thanes slavering like wolves at our borders. One hint of weakness and they will be upon us. No, in 2 days' time, you will be the new Thane of Gorlois, even if I have to drag you to the throne. Vanna, Vanna, I've known you since you were a child, and I know you have it in you to be one of our greatest rulers.
My father will curse me from beyond the dark mirror.
When he sees the kingdom settled and secure under your rule, he will rest in peace.
Oh, Waylon, I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I join you? It's just that there doesn't seem to be anywhere else to sit. It's rather popular here, isn't it? I'm staying the night, just booked myself in. I'm a mighty sorcerer, you know. Well, here's the fellowship. That's good. That's very good. Are you drinking mead? Can I buy you another? Innkeeper, more mead for the gentleman.
Carry, you've had enough.
You heard what the boy said, more mead.
What's your name?
More mead.
You've had enough.
Did you say Kadar?
Bring me more mead or I'll snap your neck.
Oh, coming.
Well, I think perhaps I'd better be getting to bed. Busy day tomorrow. Us sorcerers, you know.
Yes, the name's Kadar. What's it to you?
Oh, just coincidence, nothing more.
Explain.
Really, nothing much. Just that my father knew a Kadar once.
Common enough name.
Oh, quite. He was my hero, actually. Not that I ever met him. Anyway, all silly, because this Kadar was a bearsark, or one of those legendary warriors. You've heard of them.
I am one.
What?
What was your father's name, boy?
My father's name was Korag. Why are you staring at me? Does the name ring a bell, then?
Korag Ironhand.
Well, that's what they used to call him when he was a soldier. Are you Kadar the Bearsark, then? Why are you looking at me like that?
Get away from me! Get away!
No! Don't hurt me! Don't hurt me! Where are you going? He had an urgent appointment. Lovely mead.
Great wizard, who is Kadar? Why did he leave like that?
All in good time, my boy, all in good time. Now, the next day, Arkos wandered the port. He didn't know what he was supposed to be looking for, and believe me, he didn't find it. Ringhorn was as settled as it ever had been. But when he heard that Garond had died and Vanna was soon to be the new Thane, his pulse quickened. Perhaps Castle Ravaine was the centre of the disturbance of which his master Yadak had spoken. Arkos resolved to travel there at once to further his investigations. What he needed, though, was a horse.
Well, I like the look of this one. Uh-huh. Fine beast. Look at these fetlocks. Yeah. In splendid condition. How much would you like for it?
Oh, well, they don't call me Honest John for nothing. For you, how can I do this to myself? 5 gold shards.
5 gold shards? Yeah. But I only have silver.
Oh, dear. How much silver you got, then?
42 silver fens.
Only 42? Well, seeing as how you are a mighty sorcerer.
Oh, how did you know I was a sorcerer?
Who could fail to notice? You vibrate with wizardliness. Oh. Besides, you have guild markings on your robe. Oh. Seeing as it's you, I'll only take 40 and go without supper tonight.
Oh, how nice of you. Although I do hope you manage to eat something tonight.
Here we are. Those coins back, John.
Kadar. By Tyr'nai.
What's going on? I'm buying a horse here.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Here's your money.
But I want to buy that horse.
No, you don't. It only cost me 10 fens to buy it. Its fetlocks are diseased. It's got worms. It's lame. And it's mine.
But you're a horse trader.
No, I'm not.
And what are you doing here anyway, Kadar?
The innkeeper told me you're on your way to Castle Ravaine.
And if I am?
I'm coming with you.
Who says?
I do.
Oh, do you? Well, I'm telling you you're not by the 14 angles of Ebron.
14 angles?
I shall go alone, and that's the last I have to say on the matter. Honest John, indeed. Why didn't you let me buy a horse? My feet are killing me. Ugh. And why are you following me?
Arkos, last night I... Well, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Look, I'm exhausted. I have to have a rest.
It was like seeing a ghost. You look just like your father.
do I?
I had too much to drink. I lost control, I'm sorry.
Do I really look like my father?
The image. You are the image of him.
I don't really remember him, you see. He disappeared when I was quite young. Yes, one day, for some reason, he walked out into the marshes and he never came back. Well, that's what my mother told me. An accident, I suppose. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard he'd settled on a farm after the Great War.
So you didn't know he died?
Yes, I knew.
He was always talking about you.
And your mother. What of her?
It's funny, that. But it's like there's a part of my life that I can't remember at all. I just don't know what happened to her. Sometimes I think I fell asleep and woke up in the Isle of Sorcerers. Very strange. I love playing the flute. It's so restful, don't you think?
If you want to get to the castle in time for the ceremony, we'd best be going.
Oh, all right. How long will it take us to get there?
Another day's hard walking, boy.
Oh, another day. My feet. And don't call me boy.
Va, come to me.
Shazia, I am here, my beloved.
It is time to move.
I shall leave for Castle Ravain, then.
Yes, hide yourself there and wait for my call. I will be there soon myself.
Shazia, my sweet one, are you sure that you can project your spirit over such a distance?
Oh, Va, how could you doubt my powers? I'm glorious in my strength.
Ah, Shazia, your plan is without fault.
As are you, my betrothed, my demon lover. To Castle Ravain, fly! Yes, soon I shall have the eye of Kishar, and then, Alvisa, you shall regret your stubbornness.
What's that?
The ceremony, it's begun!
We'll miss it! Come on!
Oh, Alvisa, what?
It's him.
Who? See no one.
Shazir, the shadow sight. I can sense his spirit. He's coming.
Shazir?
To the castle. Ride! Ride!
Get up!
And so do you, Vanna Ravain, daughter of Garond, pledge your oath of loyalty to the clan Ravain and the people of Gorlois?
I do.
Have you cleansed yourself, body and mind?
I have.
Have you paid homage to the first guardians of the amulet of Ravain?
I have.
Then bring forth the amulet, sealed in its golden casket.
What do you mean we can't go in? Guard, open the gates!
Look, I told you, the ceremony's begun, you deaf!
I'd like to speak to your superior.
I'm afraid he's busy right now.
Fetch him now!
Calm down, boy.
I am not a boy!
Open the gates!
Not another one.
My good woman, this bumbling dolt won't even let me in. A member of the Guild of Sorcerers by the all-knowing Eye of Flagar.
The Eye of Flagar?
So, you survived the attack then?
Yes, how did you know? Who are you?
Her name is Alvisa.
How did you know that?
It's Kadar, isn't it?
How did you know him?
The Kadar.
Who are you?
Name's Scrag. You?
Arkos.
Well, now that you've been introduced, why don't you all buzz off?
Don't talk to us like that.
What brings you here, Alvisa?
Vanna is in great danger. Guard, please, let me in.
Sorry, ma'am, can't be done.
Allow me, Madam Alvisa. Now listen here, guard. You let us in or I will blast you to a cinder with a deadly spell.
Just go away.
Arkos, give him 20 fins.
What?
That'll do it.
But
Arkos, please, it's vital.
But all right, then.
Vanna Ravain, are you ready to enter the Chamber of Mirrors?
I am.
In that chamber lie the mortal remains of the last Thane, Garond Ravain. In the presence of the past, are you ready to sit upon the throne of Gorlois and place the Amulet of Truth around your neck?
I am.
The Amulet of Ravain was created by the Archmage Kishar, who named it the Eye of Kishar.
It is said that when you don this amulet in the Chamber of Mirrors, the eye looks into your very soul. If you are unworthy to be ruler, you will leave the chamber sightless for all to see.
Don't worry! I'm here to rescue you! Nobody panic!
How dare you! Guards, take them!
No, brother, please, listen! Listen to me!
You are in great danger!
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I come in good faith. My name is Alvisa.
Take them aside, we must continue.
But you must listen.
Good woman, as you can see, I am in no danger. Stay by all means, but please be silent.
Let us continue. Vanaravain, do you believe yourself worthy?
I do.
Vanaravain, the gods have decreed that only one of the blood of Ravain may open the golden casket that contains the amulet. Now take it into the Chamber of Mirrors, and Vana, may the gods smile upon you and give you their blessing.
Kada, I looked such a fool. There was no danger at all. Who is this Alvisa, anyway?
There is danger still. I can sense it.
Oh.
You'd do well to trust her, boy.
Didn't think I whispered that loud.
You, be quiet.
Oh.
Father, you never gave me your blessing. Even so, I hope I can prove worthy of you. Now the casket. The amulet of Ravain. The eye of Kishar that throws its cold, pitiless light into every dark corner of your soul. Oh, ye gods, I pray I will not be found wanting at this moment of truth.
Your prayers are answered, Anna. Are you never aware of the amulet? Give it to me!
Father!
Oh, no! It's the bell for the lecture on elemental magics.
Xander, your studies await you.
But, great wizard Baroneth, you've only just started. Can't I miss the lecture this week?
Miss a lecture? If you're that interested, why not come back next week?
At the same time?
Is it convenient for you?
Yes!
Then I shall see you next week. Same time, same place.
Till next week, then.
Enjoy the lecture.
That was episode 1 of The Heart of Harkoon, in which you heard Francis Thompson, Trevor Peacock, Liz Whiting, Crawford Logan, Edward Kelsey, Melanie Hudson, Emma Fielding, Robert Portal, Nigel Carrington, John Church, and Teresa Stretfield. The Heart of Harkoon is written by Peter Thompson and Jamie Thompson and directed by Peter Hutchings.